right, Simon Chum, the 2SER Time Machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's date, today being the 10th of July. Just what's gone on this day in history. On today's date in the year 645, a plot to assassinate Soga no Uruka, the son of the leader of one of the most powerful clans during the Asuka period of the early Japanese state, the Soga clan, was successfully pulled off in what is known as the Ishii Incident. Uruka was accused of trying to murder Prince Yamashiro, which he denied, and though the Empress did deign to hear him out, he was swiftly murdered by palace guards who were in on the assassination. Shortly afterwards, Uruka's father, Soga no Imshi, killed himself by setting fire to his residence in a bonfire that destroyed many imperial treasures which the Sogu clan had been given for safekeeping, and the clan essentially went extinct. According to legend, July 10th is the day Lady Godiva rode naked on horseback through Coventry to force her husband, the Earl of Mercia, to lower taxes. The most severe of several early fires of London burned most of the city to the ground today in 1212. 1460, Richard Neville, the 16th Earl of Warwick, defeated and took prisoner King Henry VI in the Battle of Northampton. Zhu Qianhao declared the Ming Dynasty's Xingdi Emperor a usurper on July 10th in 1519, beginning the Prince of Ning Rebellion. 1806, the Vellore Mutiny became the first instance of a mutiny by Indian sepoys against the British East India Company in the South Indian city of Vellore. The mutiny was brought on when changes were made to the sepoy dress code to better their soldierly appearance. Hindus were prohibited from wearing religious marks on their foreheads, and Muslims were required to shave their beards and trim their mustaches. Mutineers seized the Vellore fort and killed or wounded 200 British troops before being subdued by cavalry and artillery from another nearby town. Around 100 were summarily executed, as well as another 250 killed during fighting. King George V granted the title of Royal Australian Navy to Australia's naval forces today in 1911. 1913, the temperature in Death Valley, California hit 57 degrees, the highest temperature ever to be recorded on Earth. In Dayton, Tennessee, July 10th in 1925, the Scopes Trial, or so-called Monkey Trial, of John T. Scopes began. A young high school science teacher accused of teaching evolution in violation of the Butler Act. The whole thing was a show trial tackling the science versus religion debate. Scopes himself was unsure whether he had ever actually taught evolution, but incriminated himself deliberately so the case could have a defendant. He was found guilty and fined $100, but the verdict was overturned on a technicality. Howard Hughes began a 91-hour airplane flight on July 10th in 1938 around the world, setting a new record. World War II, today in 1940, the Vichy government was established in France. Telstar, the world's first communications satellite, was launched into orbit today in 1962. 1966, the Chicago Freedom Movement, led by Martin Luther King Jr., held a rally at Soldier Field in Chicago. As many as 60,000 people attended. The Greenpeace vessel Rainbow Warrior was bombed and sunk in Auckland Harbour by French DGSE agents today in 1985, killing a Dutch photographer by the name of Fernando Pereira. Boris Yeltsin took office as the first elected president of Russia today in 1991. And July 10th in 2017, Mosul was declared fully liberated from Islamic State as part of the Iraqi Civil War. And some famous birthdays. Una Shriver, the woman who founded the Special Olympics, born 1921. Adam Hills, former host of Spicks and Specks, is 50. The Last Leg he's hosting now. Terrific show. And Sofia Vergara and Chiwetel Ejiofor, both actors, both turning 43. And some famous musos. Ollie Herbert of All That Remains, born 1969. 2SER favourite Mayfair Staples is 81 this morning. Neil Tennant from the Pet Shop Boys, 66. Mark Riley, The Fall, 59. Gary Levox of Rascal Flatts, 50. And Jessica Simpson is the big 4-0. We're going out on this one this morning. Going out to Ronnie James Dio, born 1942, fronted and founded numerous groups throughout his career, including Black Sabbath, Dio, and Heaven and Hell. One of the most influential heavy metal artists of all time, and one way that influence has been felt that people might not realise, he popularised throwing the devil horns as part of metal culture. Going out on the title track of the first Sabbath album to feature Dio, Heaven and Hell, taking us out on this day in history for 2SER.